Greetings, friends. Welcome to the Praise Break, episode 102. I am your humble host, your brother in Christ, Keith Johnson, and these are the songs of praise. Once again, to the Praise Break, I am your brother in Christ, Keith Johnson, your humble host, and I pray that you are having a great day on purpose. You know how we do it deliberately. We don't allow circumstances, situations, and definitely not people get in the way of us having a good day. You know how we do that? Because it's our choice. When we wake up in the morning, we have the choice of how our day is going to go. And we just live it out. And we have a good day every day. And what a wonderful day it is to be alive, to be in the land of the living, above ground. And we have none other but Jesus the Christ to thank for that. Hallelujah. If it wasn't for his mercy, none of us would be here today. Hallelujah. At least I'll speak for myself. I wouldn't be here today. And I am just so thankful to God for all that he's done, all that he's doing, and all that he will do in my life. Because he's working each and every day. And friends, we have to count every single blessing. Don't miss one of them. Count every single one. They keep coming each and every day. We have to make sure that we don't overlook the blessings, because he is in the blessing business and his smile is upon us. Hallelujah. Well, friends, this is the show where we are going to give him praise with song. These are the songs of praise. And we have a wonderful, wonderful lineup for you. I have a song from Tyler Perry's A Diary of a Mad Black Woman. That will bless you. Hallelujah. We also have Brother Kirk Franklin on board. And we have a classic from the one and only Andre Crouch. He's one of my favorites. And for the first time ever, we have a
double play.
That's right. You heard it correctly. A double play with Morette Brown Clark. We're going to hear a song that is led by her young daughter, Jada. And she tears it up. You will be blessed. I mean, she reminds me of my granddaughter when she's singing the song, I Am What God Says I Am. Hallelujah. Stay tuned for that. But coming up in the first half of the double play, it's Hear the Sound of Victory. And I like one of the lyrics in there. It says, the harder it gets, the harder I pray. Here's Morette Brown Clark right here on the Songs of Praise with a double play.
In my
I hear the sound
of let the sound out. I make it, I share it with everyone that I know.
Should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. I'm blessed that my parents trained me and my brothers and sister in the way that we should go, and thank God we haven't departed. So I decided that I needed to do the same thing with my son and my daughters. This is Jada Simone Clark. Thank you. Thank you. Sing, baby.
What God says I am.
What God says I am.
I can be.
I can be.
What God says I'll be.
What God says I'll be.
I am.
I can.
Be
Brett Brown Clark. Wow, we have never done a double play before. Maybe we'll incorporate a few more in. Hallelujah. I pray that you enjoyed that and that you were blessed. Join me on the next Praise Break, which will be episode 103, coming up next week. We are going to talk about attitude maintenance, keeping it together when the going gets tough. And we're going to look at what God's Word tells us to do when times get hard, when trying times come our way. And they will come our way. And if they haven't already, keep living. Hallelujah. And we are also going to pray together as usual, praise together as usual. We have a health and fitness segment, a great Christian spoken word segment. And you know, on the last Praise Break, I promised you a joke and I forgot to put it in, but you will get it on the next Praise Break. And again, do not hold it against me. I am not a comedian, but I pray that you will find it funny and it may even turn around and bless you all at the same time. Hallelujah. Well, friends, it's time to get back to the music. Here's Brother Kirk.
Hit me. How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce?
Everybody wanna be like you. They want power and praise like you. But see, there is no God like our God.
Like our God.
There's no one like you who gave their life like you and who paid our price like you. See, yeah. There's only one God.
God.
That's our God.
Our God.
There's no one like you.
First,
who can touch like you?
Life with you.
I'll travel life with you no matter how far. and praise like you. But see, there is
no God like our God.
There's no one like you who gave their life like you.
Who paid the price?
Who paid our price like you?
There's only one. There's only if you know there's only one, make some noise.
There's, God.
Hey!
There's no one like you. There's no one like you. There's no one like you. There's no God. Gosh, God, God. There's no one like you. There's no one like you. There's no one like you.
I'm so glad.
There's no God. Gosh, God.
You may have let down before.
There's no one like you.
Let me see you one.
There's no one like you.
Let me see you one.
There's no one like you.
If we don't stop.
The incomparable Kirk Franklin, a God like you. Praise him. It is such a privilege and a pleasure to serve a God like him, because he is a good God all the time. Hallelujah. Well, friends, you know, when we're broken, and we do get broken sometimes, God mends us. He is a mender. He's a healer. He works miracles in our lives. Here's Byron Cage with Broken, But I'm Healed, right here on the Songs of Praise.
So you enter into this building. You brought your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today. That when you leave here, it won't be the same. So you tell me you've been to your position. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind, oh, your body and your soul. Oh, yes, there is. Hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh, yeah.
He can heal.
And he can mend the broken.
He can mend your brokenness.
About your situation, but with every test and every trial, there is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your How can he heal?
Yes, he can.
Can deliver, Lord. This building, my prayer for everyone in here is that you'll have your healing. Once God works a miracle to feed your needs, go tell the Lord. You have a seed. Hallelujah.
Lord, has he healed?
Oh, yeah.
Has he lived?
And you mended my
broken. He has mended my brokenness.
Beyond all my fault. Jesus died for me. Beyond all my fault and so many,
you, but I'm getting my praise on. Hallelujah. That was the one and only Andre Crouch with He Looked Beyond All My Faults and Saw My Needs. And it is such a wonderful thing that we serve such a good God who looks beyond every single fault that we have and focuses in on our needs. You know, people will focus in on our faults and hold them against us and talk about us and all that other stuff. But God looks at our need. He focuses in on our need, says, Keith needs this. Bam, he blesses me with it. Keith needs that. Boom, he blesses me with it. We serve a wonderful, marvelous God. Hallelujah. Well, friends, as I promised, I have a cut from Tyler Perry's The Diary of a Mad Black Woman. Now, this features Tiffany Evans, Terrell Carter, Tamela Mann, and Cheryl Pepsi Riley. You remember that name, Cheryl Pepsi Riley? It seemed like every play that came to town, it was starring Cheryl Pepsi Riley. Hallelujah. This song is called Father, Can You Hear Me?
Father, can you hear me? You are listening, you hear me every day. Father, please hear us, and we will be okay. Father, we need you to heal families today.
Father, can you hear me? I'm calling on your name. Not Buddha nor Muhammad, but it's Jesus we cry out loud. Father, just forgive us. Hear us when we say, we'll give you, give you, give you everything, our lives and souls today.
Father, you know we need it. I've never seen so much.
You know we mean it. There's no more harm to stop.
102 to a close. And I don't know about you, but the Holy Ghost was on the move in this place. That was some awesome praise music, and we are going to do it all again real soon. But we're going to come back on the praise break next week, and we're going to be talking about attitudes, because we all have attitudes, but do we have the right attitude? And how do we obtain the right attitude? What does the Bible tell us about our attitude and what attitude we should have? That's what we're going to talk about. And you know what? We may end up not only learning something, we may end up getting totally, truly blessed. Hallelujah. So join me next week for the Praise Break, which will be episode 103 as we continue to move. We're going to be at 200 before you know it. Hallelujah. With all the glory going to God. And friends, it's very important that we get into our Bibles each and every day. We have to read our Bibles. That's where we get our strength from. Sometimes we need to just hear from the Lord. And if we're in our book every day, we hear from Him. His words just go straight into our spirit. And that's what we need. We need a shield. We need a breastplate of faith. We need it to cover us as we go through life in these trying times. Hallelujah. And we get to go through with a smile on our spirit, a smile on our face, because we know who is walking with us. And do not hesitate to talk to Him every single day. He desires a personal relationship with us, and you can't have a personal relationship if there's no communication. Hallelujah. We have to talk to Him. He's listening. And check this out. He talks to us back. Hallelujah. He speaks right back into us as we are speaking to Him. He is awesome. Praise God. And until we meet again, let's do a few things. Let's keep our hands clean. Let's keep our spirits pure. Let's seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And the Bible says that everything else will be added unto us. Let's keep our heads up. Let's stay prayed up, because we are on our way up. We are going on with the Lord. I'm your brother in Christ, Keith Johnson. I love you so much. Cannot wait till we do it all again. Have a great week on purpose. Be blessed.